What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
All right, 98.5, good morning, Sue, welcome.
Good morning, Mike.
Sorry, I've got the right one there. There we go.
Have you got me on? Okay,
absolutely.
Good. Good morning again.
Can you hear okay?
I can hear.
You are
okay.
You are literally, you are jumping for joy today.
So much to talk about.
Where do we start? Actually, we're going to talk about your shortbread.
Yeah, the cassava flour shortbread.
And Merrin joins us on the line. Good morning, Merrin. You got a question for Sue?
Good morning, Mike and Sue. How are you?
Good morning, Merrin.
Now, I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago and I've been waiting because you were going to speak about shortbread and cassava flour and I am so excited. So,
yes, I've done it. I've done it for you. Just to give me a challenge and off I go.
Oh, you're amazing.
All right. So we'll actually put it up on 98.5's website.
Did you have a question, Merrin?
Just what did you do? How did you do it? I'm really keen to know.
Well, six versions later... I tell you, it was tricky because cassava flour is quite fibrous. It feels quite powdery when you feel it. It is tricky. And I just say, make sure you follow my directions because we've had six goes at this. It actually turns out delicious. It actually has like a bit of a crispy outside, but chewy in the center.
Carry on.
But if it's, Mike's already got into my container. So, but if you overcook it, which one version I did, and it turned like white chalk. So, yeah, that all went in the bin. But I actually had about 15 people at church taste testers, and it ranged from age 18 to someone in their 80s. And they all loved the taste of it and the texture. Mm-hmm. A couple of people said, can we have it a little bit thicker? So I tried a version thicker, but that didn't work. It was too crumbly. So this is a little thinner than a normal shortbread. But what do you think, Mike?
It's really nice, Miriam. I'm actually just tasting. I'm just sitting back tasting while you two are chatting. It's actually really good. It's really nice.
So... it's great because it's good for the gut health because of the vegetable fibre in it.
Of course.
But perfect for people with nut allergies, coconut allergies. Yeah. So we've got some good nutritional value in it too. And I've used ghee to get that buttery flavour in it.
And used ghee. Ghee's really good. I've used ghee. Brilliant.
Yeah. So it's a lactose-free... Sorry, you're going to ask.
Yeah, Merrin, so what we'll do, we're going to put we'll put a link up on our website. So I really appreciate you calling in this morning.
Thanks, Merrin.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Sue. I'm really looking forward to listening, keeping
absolutely.
Up with you and having a look
at it. Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure.
There we go. That was Merrin. Put the challenge out, and there you go. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's quite good,
really,
isn't it?
Very, I need to have a drink of water in a sec because I've got when you eat shortbread, it's between my teeth. Absolutely beautiful.
Oh, I'm glad that you enjoy it. And so, you know, by using the ghee in it, we still get that buttery flavour. But, of course, the milk solids have been removed. So you've just got the butter fat left. So normally people that might have be lactose intolerant, it's easy for them to eat ghee.
Why so thin? I mean, it's beautiful. Was that a strategy? Keeping it not too thick?
Yeah, when I tested it thicker, it just crumbled in the middle. It's quite a hard flour. I've actually put half a teaspoon of gelatin in it, and that is helping to hold it together because when you take gluten out, the glue out of a flour which holds it together, it's really tricky. You've got to have something to replace it. And normally I would just use some arrowroot, some eggs, because you don't have eggs in shortbread. I needed to be able to not have it crumbly because it is that sort of a flour that does crumble a lot more than other gluten-free flours.
Okay.
And, so I did that. And there's not many ingredients in it at all. So it's... worked out good. And, I mean, the whole tray only had a third of a cup of maple syrup in it. So it's not packed with sugar.
That's not a lot. Prep time, what are we looking on?
Prep time, it was only 10 minutes.
Only 10 minutes.
I just got the dry ingredients, right, mixed it in a little bowl, and then the wet other and popped it in. And
that,
yep,
that probably equates to, I reckon, 14 or 15 minutes for me. So it's still not bad.
Yeah, I think you could handle it.
We'll take a break. I'm going to have another piece of shortbread.
And then we'll talk about paleo Christmas pudding.
Oh, I'm eyeing those off at the moment. They look amazing as well. Back after this one. Now, shortbread, amazing.
You haven't stopped eating since we were off air. I don't know if people know that.
This is great.
And you're still picking.
What have we got? What have you put in front of me here?
Oh, right. So this is actually individual paleo plum puddings. Okay, so gluten-free. Yep. I have no sugar. I have no honey in it. Just organic dried fruits.
Okay.
Nuts in
so,
there.
So if you're driving along listening, thinking that's not going to taste any good, we're about to find out, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go.
So what's in this one?
All right. Mm. So this actually is from my Christmas cake recipe, and I've actually put the mixture into muffin trays, and I've made individual muffin-sized little plum puddings for Christmas, which can be made up to 8 weeks before, and that's why I've already got them done. And
so moist.
It's great to serve.
Light. Moist, yep. Tasty, full of flavour.
Oh, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
This is
I have got a mixture of almond meal and hazelnut meal in there. Ooh. The hazelnut meal gives that real depth of flavour in there.
Does it what?
And I've actually got a few prunes in there.
Organic. Prunes?
Yep, diced up. And you give a little bit of the winey flavour in it.
Mm.
Yeah, and lots of dried fruit, but all organic. We do not want to get preservative dried fruit. We don't want sulfur dioxide, 220.
Just keep talking.
In our dried fruit, because sulfur dioxide, and I always knew dried fruit made my tummy not quite right.
Yeah, okay.
So if you look up sulfur dioxide, it says people who are asthmatic need to avoid it. It can cause heart damage, behavioural issues, diarrhoea, gastric irritation.
Charming.
Yep. Liver toxicity, rashes, and bronchitis. Sulfur dioxide is not good. And also, you'll see some sultanas saying preservative free.
Mm.
But they're still coated in a vegetable oil, and that has preservatives in that. So if a food comes already with it intact, they don't have to describe and say that it actually has it in it. So try to get sultanas that are sun-dried or organic, and they don't have the oil on them, because remember, it's going to soak in all this liquid, so it's going to get nice and plump again.
That is so light.
Yes.
When I was looking at it, it looked like...
You thought it was going to be nice and really heavy
and quite
pudding.
Dense, but I'm surprised what it looks like and what it tastes like. That is absolutely beautiful, light and full of flavour.
Thank you, Mike.
You'd serve that for Christmas?
Yes. So on... A small little plate,
yeah.
All right, or in a bowl, and I make a caramel sauce, a dairy-free caramel sauce, and also dairy-free custard. So if you go to my paleo Christmas cake recipe, I've actually got the directions to make it into a whole pudding and how much time to reduce the cooking time by, or the individual ones. And I've got a link on there to the sauces too, the caramel sauce and the dairy-free custard.
I tell you what, the custard would be all right, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you wish I'd bought the whole thing in now. to dish it up. And did you want the Christmas placemat too
that would have been nice.
And the bonbon?
Well, I mean, to really get into the theme of thinking about Christmas food, that would have been nice. But we appreciate you bringing that in, so.
And I mean, people love to know that you actually made it. And to put your own Christmas cake that you've made in the middle of a Christmas table, look... Just showing love with food.
And a great portion. You've done those in a muffin tray.
Yes, in large muffin
tray. So they're
tray.
Actually quite, they're really quite deep.
Yes.
But they're a great size.
Well, I actually did you would line with the cafe liners if you had a tin muffin tray. I experimented these ones this year in my good quality silicon muffin tray.
They just
pop the bottom and pop straight out.
How hard can it be, right?
And you just let them cool first, because you know they're not cooked as long. Listen to you.
Yeah. Can I? We've got to play another song. We'll come back. What was the prep time in making that? Those
35 minutes.
A bit
but
longer.
With the cake, it's an hour and 50 minutes for the actual cake, but not for the pudding. The pudding, if you're making a whole pudding, reduce it by 10 to 15 minutes, which I've got instructions. But with the little muffin ones, it actually, that recipe, my cake recipe made 14 of the large muffins.
That's pretty good.
I actually doubled it. I made it, it was about 29, yeah. But yeah, okay. Some actually got missing because some were for radio and some were for Christmas Day. And hubby kind of did, yeah.
And you wouldn't freeze those? They would.
No, just keep in a sealed container in the fridge.
That'd be fine.
In the back of the fridge with something in front of it so nobody can see it.
so no one takes it.
I'm used to that. So it's about 50 minutes for the muffins.
Prep?
No, for cooking time,
for cooking.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. So same prep, 35 minutes.
I think I'm going to need a day to do all of this. Just in preparation.
So if you just use some little herb scissors, they're great to chop up the dried fruit.
Perfect.
Yep. So just remember, get without sulfur dioxide.
We're on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Sue Joy, author of The Joyful Table, is with me. We've been talking about shortbread and that
plum pudding.
Plum, that was absolutely delightful. So I could just imagine that with a little bit of custard dripping over the side.
Yes. I'm just going to watch you as I leave. One goes in your pocket.
Indeed. Let's get back now, on. So you've got some great ideas here with edible
gifts.
Love this. Tell us more.
Gifts. Well, I just think that it means a lot to people when you've actually made something with your hands. And today, today we're always wondering, what can we give them for Christmas? We also think about, is that just going to get thrown in the rubbish bin later? Like it's going to go into waste and
or break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that person need it? Are we just spending money for the sake of giving them a gift? And I think if we can actually make something ourselves and give it, and I just think that it is a little bit more special.
I've got a
blog with lots of Christmas gift ideas. That you can eat. And ideas for men, ideas for women. So, there's probably friends and family that you think of, school teachers. You're probably going to think about what you're going to give the school teacher also. So I've got ideas, spice mixes, which is a great idea for men who enjoy barbecuing. And some bliss balls, cookies, slices, lots of things, healthy treats. But also they're great as a thank you gift. So now if the host, when you've been invited to a Christmas party or some festive dinner, and it's nice to give a thank you gift to the hostess.
Absolutely.
And I think if you've made something special, I think they'd think that was pretty good.
Now, the one I'm looking at, you're showing me in the studio, I like the idea you've got some nice little jars.
Yes.
So that's a great idea for making like a sauce or something.
Yes.
And putting it inside a really small little jar.
Yes, to give. And I put the spice mixes in there. So they're little jars.
I like that.
And they've got little red hearts on them.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to remember
that's a good idea.
Yeah, where I got them from to tell you. Yeah. So I've actually got a Mexican spice mix in there or a barbecue mix I've made up. Now, remember, none of these have anti-caking agents in them. They don't have fillers in them. They're just, you just buy the spices, mix them together, and a tandoori mix. Now, I suggest if you make the tandoori mix, if you go to this blog, which, of course, you'll put on, you'll see how I've actually done them in the little jars. And I have got in the blog a link to my tandoori chicken recipe with my Indian green chutney. And I suggest if you make that little jar of tandoori spice, print off the recipe off my website of the tandoori chicken recipe and chutney and actually give it with the jar. And they've got a healthy recipe there. And I would just give that. Yeah, with the gift and a little bit of ribbon on it, and it'll be a nice little gift.
You know, that could be a really good Secret Santa gift as well.
Yes.
That would be a bit special, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Could you bring in a couple of those next time?
So you could use them for gifts.
Yeah, because
sure,
we've got our office Secret Santa, and then I reckon I could use one of those, and people are going, whoa, look at this.
Except
Where'd this come from?
But they might be listening to you.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that.
So I've got some Christmas snowball recipes. And lots of things, almond butter, little almond buttons there.
Oh, I love the look of those.
Yeah, and a pecan shortbread fingers with a little bit of chocolate drizzle on top.
Oh, goodness
me. So these are all good ideas. Some Christmas balls, I've actually got some cranberries in that to give a real Christmas flavour. Mm. And a healthy white Christmas fudge recipe.
Nice.
Some little pecan cookies.
Loads of Christmas ideas.
Lots and lots of ideas. Ginger snap. Healthy ones. Yeah. So lots of things that people can get ideas for edible Christmas gifts.
The plum?
Yes.
Pudding,
the plum puddings.
Plum puddings. Mm-hmm. Is there chia in that? Do you got chia?
Yes. Did you feel that when you were eating it?
I did.
Clever.
I
Very
did. I picked
clever.
Up. You put chia seeds in there.
Yes, to help hold it together and to keep it nice and moist.
That is really, really cool. That was honestly, that was, I'm going to try that one. Not sure how it's going to turn out as good as yours. Shortbread was amazing. If you've just tuned in, we've been talking about some really great Christmas ideas.
Yes.
And you can make them now.
I know.
That's what's so good.
Look,
and
I tell you, even that shortbread I've got in the freezer.
Really?
Yeah.
Would it keep okay, though? Not Would it be okay in a sealed container?
No, I wouldn't do the shortbread this far in front for Christmas if you're just going to leave it in the fridge. I mean, you can put it in the fridge.
Okay.
Don't leave it out at room temperature.
So freeze it in portions, maybe the way to
go. That's the way to go. The little individual plum puddings, they can go in the fridge now in a sealed container, at the back of the fridge, hidden behind other food. Out of sight.
See, there'd be no point in me making that now. Because between now and Christmas.
But you've got to find somewhere to hide it where other people won't look. Mm. So maybe you get your wife to hide it in the fridge somewhere and put something in front of it. Or, I don't know, disguise it in. Yep.
Now, we've been talking about so much this morning. We will put a link up on our website. So all you need to do is head online to 98five.com. You'll be able to check out all the recipes for everything we've talked about today. So many goodies today for Christmas. And also, I love your edible Christmas gift ideas.
Yes.
That is fantastic.
So that blog, the link will be on there. Mm. And also, I mean, the spice mixes are just a great idea for male and female. Yeah.
I love that.
And bliss balls. And anyone that loves food. But I just think that people receiving a gift that you've made with your own hands just means so much more.
Absolutely. It's just so, instead of just buying stuff.
I know.
Don't you reckon?
And then what do they do with it if they don't need it? Mm. And you've just spent extra money. Yeah. No, I think it's good.
We are out of time once again, Sue. We really appreciate you coming in. And we look forward to catching up with you in a fortnight's time. And in a fortnight, that's going to be our last chat for the year.
I know. This year has flown.
And we're going to be very close. We're closer, obviously, to Christmas. So we'll look forward to... You're going to bring some last-minute kind of Christmas gift, like food things for Christmas table?
For you to try? Is that what this question's about?
Well, if you're able to. How did you guess?
You know what I want the listeners to do? I want them to get their pen and paper out, and I want them actually working out their menu for Christmas Day. Get it all sorted, and you can change it as you go along, but it's sort of, and their Christmas baking list done, what you think you're going to make, if you're going to take a plate with Christmas goodies to church or to friends, and you can
parties.
Yep, decorate it nicely. And I want to know what people are making. I've got my list done.
Of course you have.
Some of my baking done and in the freezer, which is me, because I do not like last minute rushes. I do not like stress. Just let me get this stuff done and then I can get on with something else. So
you're so organized.
But that's just my character. But I really would like to know, it doesn't have to be, healthy or how we eat or anything like that, but I'd love to know if people are thinking ahead of time to prevent any stress. Yeah. And it'd be nice to know what they're actually making. They can maybe text us.
And you will be able to give us some tips as well and help us out in that space as well. All right. So really appreciate coming in today. We shall
catch up in
a fortnight time. My guest in the studio this morning has been Sue Joy, author of The Joyful Table, will join us in a fortnight just ahead of Christmas. You are on 98.5, and this is Weekdays with Mike.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.